Well, today, this is Thursday, April 16th. Yes, it is a Thursday. I know the days are running together, but for us, at least, here at WKAR, it is also Public Radio Music Day. Stations across the U.S., we are celebrating local music and musicians, and we here at WKAR doing the same. For Jody Knoll and I, during our classical music hours, we're checking in with a few leaders of Mid-Michigan's cultural community for this 2 o'clock hour. Well, I'm going to be speaking via Zoom with Dr. Matthew Aubin, who is the music director for the Jackson Symphony Orchestra and their community music school in Jackson. He also has colleagues in New York City with another ensemble, the Chelsea Symphony. So, Dr. Aubin, thanks for taking time. And for starters, I'm simply wondering, you know, for basics, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. You know, I think like everybody, I'm trying to get used to what my new norm is. We actually have 3 adults in the house and 1 2-year-old. And so kind of deciding who's going to watch her when and everything. We have a live-in nanny from France. And so figuring out my schedule, when am I working? You know, when are we exercising? When do we have family time? And then, you know, the idea also about like staying in touch with my friends. I've actually initiated a happy hour with some Chelsea Symphony people on Saturday nights. And then, you know, other people have reached out and that's been really good. It's really good to just get online and connect with people that way. So.
And what about the JSO staff?
Yeah, I mean, the JSO staff and I are talking twice a week, and then we're having other sub breakout meetings. Everybody's working, all working from home. And, you know, right now it's a nice chance to get ahead on some rainy day projects.
Well, as you have been the music director of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, you also absorbed the community music school not that long ago down in Jackson. How has that been impacted?
Yeah, we're teaching online lessons, which is great. All the private lessons are online. And we've even been doing some of our group string classes.
They're doing group lessons?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. I honestly, I don't know the technicalities. I just know that there's one teacher that is still meeting with her students. I don't know if how she's arranged that, but she's doing it. And as you know, as a parent of a 2-year-old, she's still doing like online music classes, online French classes. And it's, that's interesting to see, but nothing beats obviously, you know, getting outside and yeah, the computer screen's a little old at this point.
Well, it was only a couple of months ago that you and the JSO completed renovations on Weatherwax Hall, which previously was pretty much just a rehearsal space for you, which makes it kind of a bummer that you haven't been able to show it off as much now that the renovation is, in fact, done.
Well, really nothing has changed. I feel grateful that we finished Weatherwax Hall. And one of my things that I had always kind of trumpeted quietly was that if we were to ever hit an economic downturn or lose our subscriber base because of, you know, a terrible economic collapse, that giving ourselves a smaller venue that we own could in some ways be an insurance policy. And I hope that that's not the case. Like, I hope that we recover and we recover as swiftly as things close down. Wouldn't it be great if it came back up? But I feel glad that we have Weatherwax Hall. And truthfully, the Jackson Symphony Orchestra is in a pretty good place financially just because of an endowment and some gifts. And then there's, you know, the government assistance programs that we'll apply for as well. I think things are good. And what we're trying to do as an organization is say, like, how can we provide for our community? How can we still present musical performances, outlets for our following? And support our musicians as well.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew Aubin, director of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra here on WKAR during Public Radio Music Day, seeing how various organizations are doing during this time of social distancing and, well, canceled concert seasons. Now, in the weeks when everything was going on and performances were being canceled left and right, I'm watching things like a hawk. And one of the final ones that I saw postponed was a Jackson Symphony concert where you were bringing back your predecessor, Maestro Stephen Osmond, to the podium. Now, you've already rescheduled that for a concert coming up in the fall.
We decided that you know, that concert was special that we were bringing Stephen back, and we didn't want him or our patrons to lose out on that opportunity. And so we have that rescheduled for the fall. So we'll actually do a sixth classical concert. It'll be its own kind of special event. The season right now is planned for next year, and I'm hoping to announce it soon. We are talking about what are some contingencies in case we're not ready to open in the fall. And for that matter, we have some summer programming that at this point we're still hopeful will happen. It happens outdoors, and maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But I just think that hope for the best, plan for the worst. Isn't that what they say?
Now, finally, Dr. Aubin, these are strange and difficult times, I think it's fair to say, for many people. So we are also asking everyone if they have a certain piece of music that is particularly inspiring. Do you have one?
Well, I mean, for me, I think my favorite composer of all time is Beethoven. And, you know, of course, this being his 250th, I think that you could easily turn to the Ode to Joy. But why not the Seventh Symphony, which the poignancy of the second movement, but also the playfulness and, you know, the hopefulness of the first movement and those great horn calls. So maybe we'll go with the Seventh Symphony.